Washington, D.C. is one of the most visited cities in the United States. But according to Catherine Smith, some visitors leave without discovering its hidden treasures.
We feel that people should not come here and see the wonderful things on the Mall and not see the real city of Washington. Yes, we have beautiful monuments, and we want people to go to those monuments, but we want to see the face behind those monuments.
To make it possible for people to explore that other side of Washington, Ms. Smith's organization, Culture Tourism DC, published the city's first official trail guide to African American historic sites. Ms. Smith says the trail winds through 15 neighborhoods, past 98 places connected to important events in black history, locations like the old City Hall.
This is a place that stood witness to the very first emancipation of enslaved people in the nation. Have you seen the office where Mary McLeod Bethune, founder of the National Council of Negro Women and advisor to four U.S. presidents, carried out her great work on Vermont Avenue near Logan Circle? Did you know there were more than 200,000 black soldiers in the Civil War, and the only national monument to them is at 10th and U?
Jazz great Duke Ellington spent his teenage years in Washington, D.C., before moving to New York in 1923 and becoming a hit in Harlem with a band first known as the Washingtonians. The Ellington home is one of the stops on the African American Heritage Trail. Local historian Mario McCorta says this is where he took his first steps toward fame.
You can see where he lived, and you can imagine, you know, him walking up the steps. Where he was born was his grandparents' home right below DuPont Circle. It's actually, the house is no longer there. There's actually it's destroyed, and there's a new building there, but there's a plaque right on the building. There's a Howard Theater, which is at 7th and T, that Duke Ellington had a concert there in the 1930s. Right next to the Howard Theater was the Frank's billiard room, Frank's pool room, where Duke Ellington used to hang out.
When it opened in 1910, the Howard Theater was known as the Theater for the People. Historian McWhorter says the concerts, plays, and talent contests held there drew audiences and performers from around the city and across the nation, including some names you've probably heard of.
Ella Fitzgerald won an early talent contest at the Howard Theater, and actually that contest helped to launch her career and helped her to become a national and international figure.
You showed me the way when I was someone in distress, a heart in search of happiness. You showed me the way.
Although his home isn't on the trail, Washington, D.C. Mayor Anthony Williams is excited about Culture Tourism's new guide. He says such tours are important, not only because they highlight the city's history and culture, but they help its economic growth.
If you can get someone to stay in our city, they come to visit our city on a business trip, they come to bring their family, if we can get them to stay that additional day, that's worth millions of dollars to the city. Those are jobs for our people, our cab drivers, for our families. Those are revenues our city can use for schools, for parks, for all the things we want our city to do.
Mayor Williams says exploring the sites along the African American Heritage Trail is an opportunity to be inspired by the city's great past and contribute to the community's future. For Coast to Coast, I'm Faith Lapidus.